Welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I've been reading through and studying Matthew chapters 1 and 2. I like to, in the month of December, read through the Christmas story accounts that are given to us in the Gospels. And I look for interesting things. I preached a message this past Thursday in chapel on some of the rogues gallery that was in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a reminder, that the genealogy of Christ is not one of perfection, but rather you find a rapist, you find a prostitute, you find some of the dregs of this world in that line, and Jesus Christ came to save those people. All men and women are sinners. But then you come to verse 18 of Matthew chapter 1, and you have the record of the birth of Christ. And we read, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream." I don't need to read on because you know what was said to him. But I thought about this man, Joseph, and how different characters are a part of the Christmas story. But here was a man that was called upon to raise the Lord Jesus Christ as his own son. But when the news came that Mary was going to have a baby, you can imagine what fills his mind. What's going on here? But there is a characteristic of Joseph that's brought out just by a few words that indicate what kind of a man he was. "And while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared to him." You know that word "thought" there means that he went to the Lord. It means that he went to the Lord in his thinking. He directed his thinking toward the Lord. "Lord, what do you want me to do here? Should I put her away privately and end the marriage and move on? What should I do?" And while he was meditating and thinking on the Lord on this, God sent him his answer. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him and told him everything that had happened, what will be happening, and his role in it, and what he was to name the child. You know, oftentimes in life, we're called upon to do things and to endure things that we have nothing to do with. It's not a part of our planning and preparation, but we must go through it. And this is an example of a man that went through something that he was not planning on going through, and he did so by the grace of God. And I want to encourage you this morning. There are things that you and I are going to face in the years ahead. Things that we never dreamed that we would have to endure or go through. When those people got up on, Thursday morning, Friday morning, over at NAS Pensacola, got up early to head to class, there were three that didn't have any idea that that would be their last day on this earth. I think that the shooter probably knew it was going to be his last day. But those three young people snatched off out into eternity. Several more shot, were not intending on that. Those deputies, when they got up and got their orders for the day, had no idea what they were going to go through that day. And Christian, now listen to me. You don't know what you're going to face today, tomorrow, or in the future. But you can communicate with God and be able to go through whatever God brings your way and whatever things happen. I'm thankful this morning for the testimony of Joseph. He was a man that thought on these things. Who was he connected to? It wasn't social media. It wasn't the network in Nazareth. He was connected to his God, and his God led him through things he didn't know. God help us to have that kind of spirit and attitude.